So thank you, Vlad, for that wonderful prayer.
Gracias, Vlad, por la oración.
And we have a great group here on Friday night.
Y tenemos un grupo muy bonito este viernes por la noche.
I know there you could be many other places.
Ustedes podrían estar en muchos otros lugares.
And it's already dark.
Ya está oscuro.
And here you are.
Y aquí está.
And I thank you for that.
Y les agradezco.
It tells me how serious you are on the subject.
Me dicen, me muestra que usted tiene una seriedad para aprender sobre el asunto.
So we are going to look at the last two covenants.
Entonces vamos a ver los dos últimos pactos del matrimonio.
The helpmate and companion.
Ayuda idónea y compañera.
Right here?
No.
Where's the helpmate? And home and family are priority.
Sí, la prioridad, familia.
Yeah, we did this yesterday.
Ayer hicimos confianza, verdad y respeto, ¿cierto?
Good. So we will look at those two things.
Veremos esas dos cosas.
Okay. So let's turn in our Bibles, shall we?
En la Biblia, por favor.
Okay. Ladies who would like it to read.
A las damas que les gustaría
leer. Ecclesiastes,
Ecclesiastes,
chapter 9,
9,
7 through 9.
Del 7 al 9.
Anybody else?
Otra hermana que le gusta leer. Hermana, ¿a quién le gusta leer?
Ah, no, okay.
¿La hermana, usted?
Sí.
Okay.
Genesis 2, 18.
Génesis 2, 18.
Anybody else? Any of the other ladies?
Anybody else? Say it again.
You don't have to read.
No tiene que.
Okay. Okay.
Come on. All right.
Good. That means you read.
Which one do you want to read?
Okay. Genesis 2, verse 18.
Genesis 2, 18, por favor.
Amen. Ya. Aleluya. Y dijo Jehová. Y dijo Jehová Dios, no es bueno que el hombre esté solo, le haré ayuda idónea para él.
Okay, so you are going to be your husband's helpmate.
Usted, la mujer, ¿verdad? Será la ayuda idónea para con su marido.
His companion.
Su acompañante. Okay.
Now, how are you going to help him?
¿Cómo lo va a ayudar?
Now, here's an illustration.
Esto es un ejemplo.
You have a child in school.
Usted tiene un niño en la escuela.
The teacher calls you.
El profesor la llama.
He's having problems with some of his subjects.
Y dice que el niño está teniendo problemas con alguno de sus grados.
You say, okay, thank you, I'll help you.
Y usted dice, okay, muchas gracias, de ayuda.
And you hang up.
Y cuelga.
Now, what did you forget to ask?
¿Qué se me olvidó preguntar?
Okay, your child is taking five subjects in school.
El niño tiene cinco materias en la escuela.
You're called.
Le llaman.
He's having trouble with two of those.
Tiene problemas con dos de esas materias.
Okay, thank you.
Muy bien,
venga.
Chao.
What did you not ask the teacher?
¿Qué no le preguntó al maestro?
Something very important.
Una cosa muy importante. Which of the subjects is he having trouble with?
Exactly! Up, stand up.
Bye, Dave.
Bye. The same thing is true with your husband.
Lo mismo es cierto con su marido.
You must become a student of your husband.
Usted debe ser estudiante de su marido.
Now, if will your child like it if you do this?
A su hijo le gustaría si usted hiciera esto.
He's in school.
Está en la escuela.
You show up.
Usted se aparece de repente.
All his friends.
De todos sus amigos.
And begin helping him.
Y empieza a ayudar.
Pointing out his mistakes.
Y señalarle dónde se equivocó. Y corrigiéndolo.
Will that make him help?
¿Eso le ayuda? ¿Lo hace feliz a su hijo?
No.
No, ¿verdad?
No. You would have to be more subtle.
Tendría que ser más sutil.
When you're at home.
Cuando esté en la casa.
And alone.
Solitos.
You try to help. You help him.
Trata de ayudar al hijo, ¿verdad?
So, what does your husband need help with?
Pues entonces, ¿en qué necesita ayuda su marido?
If, when you help him.
Si cuando usted lo ayuda,
you take advantage of his weakness,
toma ventaja de sus deficiencias,
he's not going to want your help.
No va a querer su ayuda.
For instance,
por ejemplo,
Eleanor is better at mathematics than I am.
Su mujer es mucho mejor en las matemáticas de lo que es él.
So, when we are planning our budget,
cuando ellos planean su presupuesto,
when we are thinking about money,
cuando están discutiendo finanzas,
she is better at this planning than I am.
Ella es mejor en esa área que él.
So, early in our marriage,
entonces, cuando éramos jóvenes recién casados,
I let her help me.
Yo le dejé que me ayudara.
Make sure we're not spending more than we take in. How much do we need for children? How much, you know, make sure we have enough for grocery. I let her handle all of that. And then she would just let me know how it was going. Well, I had a businessman tell me, the person who holds the wallet, they rule the home.
Son dueños de la casa.
But that wasn't true.
Pero eso no es cierto.
Because Eleanor loves Jesus.
Porque su esposa ama a Jesús.
She didn't hold the wallet like this.
Ella no andaba con la plata así.
She held it like this.
La tenía abierta.
To help me.
Para ayudar.
So, if you're, but I know women.
Pero yo conozco mujeres.
If their husband allowed them to do that,
si su esposo le permitiera,
they would use it to control their husband.
Ella lo utilizaría como un control.
To try to get authority over
them. Para tener autoridad por sobre.
Yeah. Then one of the churches in Russia.
Una de las iglesias en Rusia.
One of the ladies volunteered to be the church treasurer.
Una de las mujeres se hizo voluntaria para ser la tesorera.
But then she tried to use that position.
Y luego trató de usar esa posición
to rule the church.
Para administrar la iglesia.
You can have money. You don't get to have money.
No.
Announcing to the church, the pastor is going to a conference, he's spending this much money. So she wasn't being a servant, was she? She was using it to take power. So she lost her job. So if you are better with money, you can be a great help to your husband if you don't use it to try to control him. I can give you another example. Eleanor can spell better than I can. Whenever I'm sending out a document, an email, preparing a message, I let her check it. But she has never told that to anybody. She's never said in a group,
nunca comparte en un grupo,
somebody compliments me,
que alguien, verdad, le da un cumplido,
and she says, well, you should have seen it before I corrected the spelling. No, nobody knows she does that.
Nadie nunca lo sabe.
And the reason I can tell people she does it,
la razón por la cual yo le puedo decir,
and allow her to do it,
y permitirle que
and she doesn't do it, embarrass me with it.
Porque no me avergüenza con ese conocimiento.
She wants me to be a success.
Ella quiere que yo sea un éxito.
She's not interested in taking control.
No le interesa tomar control.
I'll give you another example.
Otro ejemplo.
I have a problem with colors.
Tiene un problema con colores.
Like,
por ejemplo,
these dark colors.
Estos colores oscuros.
I can't tell.
Yo no sé.
Gray.
Si son gris.
Black.
Negro.
Navy. Blue.
Azul marino.
Brown.
O café.
No. That's just, they call it being color blind.
Tiene una ceguera de color.
I can see all other colors.
Otros colores.
But I could not tell you these socks.
Estos calcetines no saben de qué color son.
Are they black?
Son negros.
Blue.
Azul.
Gray.
Gris.
Or brown.
O café.
What are they?
¿Qué son?
Azul negro.
That's blue. There you go.
See, I don't know. So I ask Eleanor.
Entonces le pregunta a su señora.
Match my socks.
Tú ayúdame con mi ropa.
Otherwise, I wear socks of two different colors.
De otra manera puede hasta utilizar calcetines de distinto color.
I ask Eleanor.
Le pido a Eleanor.
is when I wear a tie on Sunday.
Cuando llevo una corbata.
Does this tie
corbata
match the shirt?
Con la camisa.
She'll tell me.
Ella me dice.
I'm wearing my coat.
Su abrigo.
Is it blue, black, gray, brown? What is it?
¿De qué color es?
And she will match it.
Y ella lo ayuda.
Well, I really appreciate that.
Y a mí, en verdad, me gusta mucho.
That keeps me from being embarrassed.
Así, no me avergüenzo, porque.
But if we were in church,
pero si estamos en
and
iglesia,
somebody said,
y alguien le dijera,
Pastor, you are always so well dressed.
Pastor, usted siempre se dice bien.
And she said, oh,
y ella le dice,
you should see the colors he chose.
Y de ella dice,
and then laughed.
Y se ríe de él.
That would be embarrassing.
Sería vergonzoso.
Or if she played a trick on me.
O si le fuera hacer un engaño.
And she said, here, two black socks.
Mira, aquí hay dos calcetines negros.
One was blue.
Uno es azul.
One was brown.
El otro es café.
Would that be being a helpmate?
¿Eso es ayuda?
No.
No,
but there are some women who do that, things like that.
Hay algunas mujeres,
but not my wife.
Pero no la esposa de
él. I am able to allow Elmer to help me.
Él es capaz de aceptar la ayuda de Elmer.
Because in my weakness,
porque en su debilidad,
she will not take advantage of
ella no se aprovecha.
That's very important.
Muy importante.
I know men who try to be loving to their wife.
Yo conozco hombres que tratan de ser amorosos para con su esposa.
When their wives realize that,
y cuando las esposas se dan cuenta de eso,
they try to take over.
Ellas tratan de agarrarse y tomar control.
So, I'm able to love my wife.
Yo soy capaz de amar a mi mujer.
And surrender all the areas she is strong in to be my helpmate. Because she will help me.
Porque me ayuda.
Not try to take over.
Y no trata de tomar control.
Yeah. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 9.
Voy a leer 1 Corintios 11:9.
Now, I have a talk.
Yo tengo,
I give.
Tengo una charla que doy.
And it's entitled,
que tiene como título,
I Can Prove You Don't Believe the Bible.
Puedo comprobar que usted no cree en la Biblia.
And there's a number of verses in it.
Tiene un número de versos en él.
And this is one of them.
Y este es uno de ellos.
I have some other ones for the men.
Tengo otros para los hombres.
Ephesians 5:25. But this is one of the ones that I can prove.
Este es uno de los que yo puedo.
Please read this.
11:9.
Ecclesiastes. Oh. No, 1 Corinthians 11:9.
Okay.
Man was not created.
1 Corintios 11:9. Y tampoco el varón fue creado por causa de la mujer, sino la mujer por causa del varón.
Oh, when some women read this,
cuando algunas mujeres,
they almost go crazy.
Casi se vuelve.
What do you mean?
¿Qué significa?
But it's from God.
Pero es de Dios.
And so you were created. Woman was created to be Adam's helpmate.
La mujer fue creada para ser la ayuda y doña de Adán.
For his sake.
Para su causa.
So when you get married,
cuando usted se case,
you are saying that's what you are going to do.
Usted está diciendo eso es mi objetivo.
He is going to be your primary ministry.
Él va a ser su ministerio primario.
What do I mean by that?
¿Qué significa eso?
Now, Vlad is the pastor of this church.
Vlad es el pastor de esta iglesia.
You all pray together. Let's call Vlad to be the pastor of the church. Now, in addition to be the pastor of this church,
adicionalmente, ser el pastor,
if he wants to invite other pastors over on Monday,
y él quiere invitar a otros pastores
to minister to them,
el lunes para que le haga ministerio a él,
you don't mind that.
No les importa.
Yeah. Extra ministry.
Es ministerio adicional.
And in addition to that,
adicionalmente,
one of the schools asks,
una de las escuelas le pide,
come give the students spiritual counseling.
Ven a dar una charla espiritual a los
niños. You don't have a counselor.
No tienen consejero.
You wouldn't mind that.
Tampoco les importa eso.
But,
pero,
on Sunday morning,
el día domingo por la mañana,
if Vlad wasn't here,
si Vlad no está aquí,
every Sunday morning he was out ministering to somewhere else,
todos los domingos en la mañana está en otra iglesia,
that would be a problem.
Ese sería un problema.
If he was taking the money of the church,
si se toma la plata de la iglesia,
and using it for some other ministry,
y la usa para algún otro ministerio,
that would be a problem.
Ese es un problema.
If you wanted your children to be married in the church,
si usted quiere que sus niños se case dentro de la iglesia.
But he was too busy with the Methodists.
Pero él estaba con los metodistas, ¿verdad?
That would be a problem, wouldn't it? You don't mind if he does some other things.
Usted no tiene problema con que haga otras cosas.
As long as his primary ministry is this church.
Su ministerio primario es esta iglesia.
That's how it is with our husbands.
Es así con nuestros esposos.
Your primary ministry is to your husband.
El ministerio primario es hacia su esposo.
Now, if you want to lead a ladies' Bible study, or come to a ladies' prayer meeting, or help children at school,
ayudar a los niños en la escuela,
that's perfectly all right.
No hay problema.
As long as you can still minister to your husband.
Tan pronto como usted pueda seguir haciendo el ministerio a su marido.
He comes first.
Él viene primero.
Everything else is on the side.
Todo lo demás es secundario.
But you don't have to do that.
Pero no tiene que hacer eso.
Monday night you can be working at the clinic.
El lunes en la noche puede estar en una clínica para los desamparados.
Tuesday night you can be at the ladies' prayer meeting.
El martes en la noche puede estar en una reunión de oración.
Wednesday night you can be at church.
El miércoles en la noche puede estar en la iglesia.
Thursday night you can be at choir.
Jueves en la noche va a estar cantando con las hermanas.
Friday night you can be at the prayer meeting.
Viernes en la noche en la reunión de oración.
Saturday you can be out witnessing.
Sábado puede estar usted haciendo testimonio.
All day Sunday you can be in the church.
Todo el día el domingo en la iglesia.
No problem.
No hay ningún problema.
Just don't get married.
No se case.
Okay? Then you're free.
Entonces es libre.
But if you're free,
pero si es libre,
but if you're married,
si está casado,
you have a ministry.
Tiene un ministerio.
That is your husband. You can do some other things as long as it doesn't take away from that ministry. I was talking to a pastor today. I said, how did you receive Christ? He said, well, I was an alcoholic, not a Christian,
no era cristiano,
married,
casado.
My wife wasn't a Christian.
Mi esposa
was not.
No era cristiano.
But then she became a Christian.
Se convirtió en Cristo.
And without saying a single word,
sin decir palabra,
I saw her life change.
Vi su vida cambiando.
So I became a Christian too.
Y me convertí en cristiano también.
Now he lives for the Lord.
Ahora vive para el Señor.
He was her ministry.
Era el ministerio de
ella. She could do some other things.
Podía hacer otras cosas.
But I know some men.
Pero yo conozco algunos hombres.
They will never go to church.
Que nunca van a la iglesia.
Because when their wife became a Christian.
Porque cuando su mujer se convirtió en una.
That's when they lost their wife.
Ahí perdieron a su mujer.
She used to be home.
Antes estaba en la casa.
Go dancing.
Hablar,
be there all the time.
Eran divertidos y estaban juntos todos.
Then she became a Christian.
Luego se convierte.
Now he never sees her.
Y ahora nunca la ve.
They hate the church.
Odian a la iglesia.
Don't do that.
No se lo hagan.
The greatest blessing of any man should have a Christian wife.
La bendición más grande de cada hombre debiera ser que tiene una mujer.
Because she wants him to be a success.
Porque ella quiere que él sea un éxito.
Now, I was in the student ministry.
Durante mis años con el ministerio de estudiantes.
And I was greatly blessed to have a wife who was a helpmate.
Tenía la gran bendición de tener una mujer que era ayuda idónea.
But I knew other men in the student ministry.
Pero conocía a otros hombres en el ministerio de estudiantes.
Their wife was in competition with them.
Y su esposa estaba en competencia.
Maybe her girl's ministry was bigger than his.
Y el ministerio de las mujeres, a las muchachas, era más grande que el ministerio.
She had more speaking opportunities. She wasn't his helpmate.
Ella no era su ayuda.
More like a business partner.
Era más como un socio en un negocio.
And what's worse,
y lo peor,
more successful business partner.
Más exitosa que.
That's humiliating.
Eso es humillante.
No. If you're married,
si usted está casado,
your husband's ministry,
pues el ministerio de su marido,
that's your ministry.
Es su ministerio.
You're his helpmate. Now, if you can bless his ministry,
usted puede bendecir al ministerio de él,
plus have time for something else,
y tener tiempo para otras cosas,
that's fine.
Perfecto.
But his ministry is first.
El ministerio de él, y así es primero.
I used to go to a country.
Antes iba a otro país.
The host,
el anfitrión,
became a good friend.
Nos convertimos en buenos amigos.
But his wife was offered to be a pastor at the church.
Pero le ofrecieron el trabajo de pastora en una iglesia.
And I said to them,
y yo le dije,
won't that be kind of inconvenient, your husband sitting here while you are speaking?
No será eso inconveniente, ¿verdad? Que usted está sentado en las filas y ella está predicando.
She said no.
Ella dijo no.
Because the bishop won't let him go to that church.
Porque el obispo no le permite.
He won't let him preach. My wife said, I would never attend a church where my husband could not preach.
Mi esposa dice, yo nunca voy a ir a una iglesia donde a mi esposo no se le permita predicar.
She told this woman, you are in sin.
Le dijo a la mujer, usted
you tell that bishop no.
Dígale al obispo que no.
You are your husband's helpmate.
Usted es la ayuda de su marido.
Not this bishop's helpmate.
No la ayuda del obispo.
But she took the job.
Pero ella tomó el trabajo.
And we have never been back to that country. Because they're living in sin.
Porque están viviendo en pecado.
They invite us.
Nos invitan.
I say no.
Yo les digo no.
Not like this.
No así.
See, you were not called to a different ministry.
No fue llamado a un ministerio distinto.
Now you should be going to church with your husband.
Debe ir a la iglesia con su marido.
And you should not be involved in a different ministry.
Y no meterse en otro ministerio donde no esté él.
Now, if your husband is teaching a boys' Sunday school class,
el marido de usted está dando clase a los niños, digamos,
you can help him get ready for the class, making cookies for the class,
galletas para que lleve los niños.
If he wants you to check his notes,
puede revisar sus notas,
you can do all things, sorts of things,
puede help todo tipo de.
If after helping him,
si después de ayudarlo,
you also have time to sing in the choir,
también tiene tiempo para, digamos, cantar en la iglesia,
or teach a girls' class,
para dar clase a las niñas,
that's fine.
Perfecto.
But not if it keeps you from helping your husband.
Pero no si la mantiene fuera de la ayuda a su marido.
Your pastor is free to bless other people.
El pastor es libre a bendecir a otra gente.
But not if it keeps him from ministering in this church.
Pero no si le impide hacer el ministerio en esta iglesia.
He was called to this church.
Él fue llamado a esta iglesia.
To bless you.
Para bendecirlos a ustedes.
When you get married,
cuando usted se case,
you are called to that marriage.
Usted es llamada a ese marido.
To bless your husband.
Para bendecir a su marido.
Ecclesiastes 9, 7 through 9.
Ecclesiastes,
chapter 9,
9,
7 through 9.
7 9.
This sister.
Maya.
Anda y come tu pan con gozo y bebe tu vino con alegría de corazón, porque tus obras ya son agradables a Dios. En todo tiempo sean blancas tus vestidos, sean blancos tus vestidos y nunca falten ungüentos sobre tu cabeza.
Sí, 9 también. Sí, 9 también.
9.
Gozo de la vida con la mujer que ama todos los días de la vida de tu caminar que te son dados debajo del sol. Todos los días de tu caminar, porque esa es tu parte en la vida y en tu trabajo con que te hará, con que te afanes.
Reward. Yes. God has blessed your husband.
Dios ha bendecido al esposo de usted.
He has rewarded him.
Lo ha galardonado.
And that's you.
Y eso es usted.
But how can he eat his bread in happiness?
Pero ¿cómo pueden comer su pan con alegría?
If you're not his helpmate.
Si usted no es su ayuda.
Would he rather live in the corner of a roof or in the desert?
¿Preferiría vivir, verdad, sobre el techo o en el desierto?
Because he can't eat in happiness.
Porque no puede comer tranquilamente.
Because you're always nagging and complaining.
Porque siempre está renegando, verdad, o quejándose.
How can he feel like God has approved his work? If you're always telling him he's not good enough, how can his clothes be clean if you are too busy to clean his clothes?
Para no estar limpiando la ropa.
How can his hair be clean and his body be clean?
¿Cómo puede él estar bien aseado y bonito?
If you cannot buy the soap.
Si no puede comprar el jabón para que esté.
If you are too busy.
Si está muy ocupado.
How can he enjoy his life with you?
¿Cómo puede él disfrutar su vida con usted?
During the short time he has.
Durante el tiempo, ¿verdad? Chiquito que tenemos.
If he comes home to an empty house.
Si viene y llega a una casa vacía.
Remember what I told the man?
Acuérdese lo que le dije al hombre.
The wife should not be sitting in an empty house waiting for you to come home.
No debería estar sentada en la casa sola esperando.
Remember what I told the men?
¿Y recuerda lo que le dije a los hombres?
You are going to die before your wife does.
Usted se va a morir antes de su mujer.
If your life is but a vapor,
si su vida es pero un vapor,
the time you are married to her is even shorter.
El tiempo en que usted se casó con su mujer,
you better not hit her,
no le pegue,
shout at her,
no le grite,
push her,
no le empuje.
Because if you do,
porque si lo hacen,
God will not listen to your prayers.
Dios no va a escuchar sus oraciones.
That's a serious sin.
Eso es un pecado muy serio.
But ladies,
pero damas,
if he does come home,
si viene la casa,
and it's this fleeting life,
y es una vida corta,
and you are not going to bless him,
y usted no lo bendice,
how is he going to be blessed?
¿Cómo es que va a ser bendecido?
He's your ministry.
Él es el ministerio de usted.
After ministering to him,
después de ministrar hacia
if you have time for other things,
tiene tiempo para otras cosas,
no problem.
Sin problema.
But if you don't,
pero si no,
have time for him,
tiene tiempo para él,
you need to start saying no.
Tiene que empezar a decir no.
Now, when I was a young minister,
cuando yo era más joven,
I had a note on my mirror.
Tenía una nota en el espejo.
Yeah, right like this.
¿Cómo es?
And I would be shaving in the morning.
Estaría peinando en la mañana.
And I would see that note.
Y leía la nota.
You know what it said?
¿Saben qué decía?
This is not God.
Este no es Dios.
And it was to remind me.
Era para recordarme.
You're young.
Eres joven.
You're zealous.
Tienes mucha energía.
But you still have much to learn.
Pero tienes mucho por aprender.
You can't just say things.
No puedes decir cosas.
And make it God's will.
Y que sea la voluntad de Dios.
You have to learn to say, I don't know, I need to find out from the Bible.
Tienes que aprender a decir, no sé, pero lo voy a averiguar en la Biblia.
Now I'm older,
ahora que estoy más viejo,
and I have a note.
Tiene otra nota.
No one wants to listen to it.
Nadie quiere escucharlo.
My back,
mi espalda,
my feet,
los pies,
how the government used to be,
cómo era el gobierno antes,
how the culture used to be,
cómo era la cultura antes,
the good old days,
buenos días.
People don't want me to talk about that stuff.
No me importa.
They want to hear the word of God,
oír la palabra de Dios,
and what God is doing today.
¿Qué es lo que Dios está haciendo hoy?
But between those two periods,
pero entre esos dos periodos de tiempo,
when I was a young man,
cuando era joven,
and now that I'm 68,
y ahora que tiene 68,
I had a different note.
Tenía otra nota.
It was the word no.
La palabra no.
Because there were so many opportunities.
Porque había tantas oportunidades.
Speak here.
Que hable aquí.
Go here.
Allá para allá.
Minister here. Do this. So many opportunities.
Tantas oportunidades.
I had to learn to say no.
Tuve que aprender a decir no.
An opportunity.
Una oportunidad.
Does not mean it's God's will.
No significa que es la voluntad de Dios.
We always balance opportunity with responsibility.
Balanceamos la oportunidad con la responsabilidad.
My church,
iglesia,
my wife,
mi señora,
my family,
los niños,
my health,
mi salud.
Now, if there's anything left over,
y hay otra cosa,
I can say yes.
Puedo decir que sí.
But if there's not,
pero si no,
I have to do those four first.
Estos cuatro primero.
And say, no.
Y decir, no.
I was a young minister.
Era un joven ministro.
I would put myself about 14, 40.
40 es joven, ¿verdad? Yeah. 40.
And I was given an opportunity.
Y le dieron una oportunidad.
Fly to Los Angeles.
Anda a Los Angeles.
Stay in a nice hotel.
En un hotel bonito.
Teach a conference.
Y dar una conferencia.
Then fly guys to Hawaii.
Entonces vamos a Hawaii.
Like Cuba, beautiful island.
Cuba, una isla hermosa.
Let's stay in a nice hotel.
Un hotel bonito.
Give a
conference.
Then fly to Singapore.
Después vamos a Singapore.
The Paris of Asia.
El París del continente de Asia.
Stay in a hotel.
Quédate en un hotel.
Do a conference.
Da la conferencia.
Fly to Australia.
De ahí a Australia,
Sydney,
a Sydney, Australia,
then Auckland,
y otro lugar,
whole series of conferences.
Todas las conferencias.
Fly to New Zealand,
después a Nueva Zelanda,
the South Island,
la isla del sur,
conference,
conferencia,
nice hotel,
hotel bonito,
the North Island,
y la isla del norte.
We fly back to Hawaii,
a Hawaii de vuelta,
another conference, fly home.
De vuelta a la casa.
Expenses paid.
Todos los gastos pagados.
Nice hotel.
Hoteles bonitos.
And keep my salary.
Sí, mantiene su salario.
What did I say?
¿Qué?
What did I say? I said no.
Dijo que no.
The people who invited me were very upset.
La gente que me invitó estaba muy enfadados.
The organization I worked for said, you're going to ruin your career.
La organización para la cual trabajaba en esos tiempos le dijo, vas a arruinar tu carrera.
This is the opportunity of a lifetime.
Esta es la oportunidad de toda una vida.
You are going to be a world level speaker.
Vas a llegar al nivel, ¿verdad?, mundial de reconocimiento.
Some of the biggest churches in the world.
Algunas de las iglesias más grandes en el mundo.
No.
Dijo no.
Why did I say no?
Porque dijo que no.
I would leave in August,
porque saldría en agosto,
and come back in January.
Volver en enero.
My son's birthday is in August.
El cumpleaños de su hijo se lo pierde.
The children start school in September.
Los niños empiezan el colegio en
septiembre. My daughter's birthday is in September.
El cumpleaños de su hija se lo pierde.
My daughter's birthday, other daughter is October.
La otra niña tiene cumpleaños también.
Thanksgiving, big family holiday.
La acción de gracias, que es grande para la familia.
Christmas,
la Navidad,
big family holiday.
Grande para la familia.
New Year's Eve,
año nuevo.
Romantic holiday with my wife. Miss my mother's birthday. My mother's-in-law's birthday. And then come back. I'm not going to do that. Reason number two.
Razón número dos.
If the car breaks down.
Si el auto se avería.
If the toilet breaks.
Si algo le pasa al baño.
If the electricity goes out.
La electricidad falla.
If there's a storm.
Si hay una tormenta.
Who's going to take care of my wife?
Cuida de mi señora.
They said, oh, we'll get a deacon to do it.
Dicen ellos, nosotros un decano lo va a hacer.
No, thank you.
No, gracias.
I have a very attractive wife.
Tengo una mujer muy
I don't want some deacon dropping by every week to do these things.
No, quiero que un decano venga todos los fines de semana a arreglar.
No, gracias.
No, gracias.
What if my children get sick?
¿Qué decir uno de mis hijos enferma?
Who will pray with them?
Ora con él.
And sit by their bed at night.
Y se sienta con él de noche.
What if my wife gets sick?
O si se enferma de mis
what hijos. If?
¿Qué si?
What if?
¿Qué pasa?
What if?
¿Qué pasa?
So I said no.
Entonces dije que no.
The opportunity.
La oportunidad.
Could not be balanced with my responsibility.
No se podía balancear con mi responsabilidad.
Now, today,
entonces, hoy,
all my children are grown.
Todos mis niños ya están maduros.
They're all walking with God.
Todos están caminando con el Señor.
All married.
Todos casados.
All have their own lives.
Todos tienen su propia.
If they came to me and said,
si vienen a mí y me dicen,
you with your wife,
tú con tu mujer,
do this,
hagan esto,
I would probably do it.
Yo, con mucho gusto.
Not as a lifestyle,
no como un estilo,
because I love my grandchildren.
Okay. Amo a mis nietos.
But my children would understand.
Pero mis niños,
I gave myself to them.
Me di a ellos.
Now they're grown.
Ahora están crecidos.
But I wouldn't leave Eleanor.
Pero no dejaría a Eleanor.
But if they took us both,
pero
I would do it.
Ambos, lo haría.
Guess what?
Adivinen qué.
No invitations like that.
Nadie lo ha invitado.
You think Satan wanted, cared whether I was preaching or not?
Say that first part.
Do you think Satan cared if I preached or not?
¿A ustedes creen que a Satanás le importaba si él predicaba o no?
No, as just a young minister. He wanted me away from my wife. Now that I'm willing to go with my wife, he's not going to give me that opportunity. The objective was for me to neglect my responsibilities. Ladies, your responsibility is to your husband. I knew a lady. She had an opportunity to get her doctorate degree, but had to live 4 years in another city. Eleanor told her, that's sin. Don't do it. I know a lady. She was offered a very good job, but it was 4 hours away from her home. At first she would drive back and forth, but that was very hard. So soon she was just coming home on weekends. Eleanor told her, that's sin. You're not being your husband's helpmate. I don't care if your husband gives you the blessing. Your ministry is still to him. I tell them, husbands, I don't care if your wife says you don't have to know the Bible.
Si tu esposa te dice que no necesitas saber la Biblia,
she'll learn from the pastor. You don't have to talk to her.
No tienes que hablar con ella.
She can join a home Bible study group. You don't have to take care of her material needs. Her father will do that. I tell the husbands, no, you still have to do those things, because you swore to God you would do them. There is difference between a testimony and a fact. You have a non-Christian neighbor. You never witness to them. Somebody else leads them to Christ. They become a Christian. That's a fact. Your testimony is, I never witnessed. I was in sin. You see me? Do you understand? You have a husband. You've been married 20 years. You haven't been doing these things. But your marriage is still together. And people seem to think you have a happy marriage. That's not your testimony. The fact is, God's Holy Spirit has been ministering where you have been lazy. That's the fact. The testimony is, you haven't fulfilled your covenant. Do you understand that? Your neighbor is not a Christian. God has called you to witness to your neighbor. You never witness to your neighbor. Somebody else does it. God the Holy Spirit brings someone else. They become a Christian. That's a spiritual fact. Your testimony is not. See, you don't have to witness, people come to Christ. No, your testimony is, I was lazy, disobedient, but God saved them anyways. That's the fact. They came to Christ. The testimony, laziness and disobedience. If your marriage has been sustained because of God's ministry to your husband, but you have not fulfilled your covenant, your testimony
is,
I was lazy and disobedient. The fact that you're still married is the fact of God's ministry to your husband. You see the difference between a testimony and a fact. We all want our marriage to be good because of our testimony. Not the fact that God used other people to do what we should do. Gentlemen, the same thing is true for you. Your home, your family needs to be a priority.
Su hogar, su familia es su prioridad número uno.
It is not just enough to be uncle procreator.
No es solamente que sea usted un tío procreador.
You know how that worked.
Usted sabe cómo es.
It was the same way in America.
Es lo mismo en Estados Unidos.
These colonial lords,
estos hombres, ¿verdad? Colonialistas.
Princes,
los príncipes,
big hacienda,
haciendas grandes,
people who work for them,
la gente trabaja para ellos.
Yeah. They got one of the ladies pregnant.
Impregnaban a una de las mujeres.
So,
entonces,
they moved her into the house
where
she could be a maid, be a nicer life. The boy never knew who the father was. But the patron, he made sure she had a little extra money. The low boy says, "Where did this come from?" Oh, uncle.
Ah, el tío.
He said, patron sent him to a good school,
patron envía una escuela buena,
and sent a check every month,
manda todos meses,
from the uncle.
Del tío.
Maybe he sent him off to Spain,
envía España,
got good university education,
universidad y todo.
Made sure he had nice clothes.
Segura que está bien vestido.
It was always the mystery uncle.
Siempre era el tío misterioso, ¿verdad?
Was that patron a good father?
El patron fue buen padre.
No.
No.
Uh-uh. He was just the procreator.
Era el procreador.
Gentlemen, to be a father,
caballero, para ser un padre,
your home and children must be a priority.
Su familia y sus niños deben ser prioridad uno.
It's not enough to get your wife pregnant.
No es lo suficiente simplemente entrenar a sus hijos.
Pay the bills.
Pagar, ¿verdad?
Let her raise them.
Dejar que ella los críe.
Leave before they wake up.
Salir de la casa antes.
Come home after they're asleep.
Después de que se duerman.
Not teach them the Bible.
No enseñarles la Biblia.
Not be involved in their education.
No estar involucrado en su educación.
All you do is supply the money.
Todo lo que hace es dar la plata.
Then off they go to the military.
Y van al servicio militar.
And then technical school or college.
Trabajo, lo que sea.
No, all you are is like the patron.
Lo que es usted en ese instante es el patrón.
Uncle procreator.
El tío procreador.
No, a father gets involved in the life of his children.
Padre está involucrado en la vida de sus niños.
Yeah. Being a father is more than sex.
Ser padre es más que el acto de sexo.
It begins with that.
Empieza con eso.
But any pagan can get a woman pregnant.
Cualquier pagano puede hacer que una mujer quede embarazada.
No. Men rape women, they get pregnant.
Los hombres violan a mujeres que quedan embarazadas.
Muslim men have three or four wives.
Los musulmanes tienen tres o cuatro mujeres.
They get them all pregnant.
Todas quedan embarazadas.
That doesn't make them a good father.
Eso no los hace buen padre.
That's not being a Christian father.
Uno debe ser un padre cristiano.
So you are responsible to come home at night.
Usted es responsable de volver a la casa todos los días.
Now you don't have to do that.
No tiene que hacerlo.
You can go off to Havana and work.
Puede irse a La Habana y trabajar allá.
Get a short-term contract in Miami.
Un contrato de tiempo.
Make a lot of money.
Ganarse mucha plata.
Then come back.
Volver.
You can take two jobs and work all night.
Puede tener dos trabajos para que trabaje toda la noche.
You can be at church every night.
Puede estar en la iglesia
all day Sunday.
Todo el día domingo.
Do all those things.
Hacer todo eso.
Just don't get married.
No se case.
And don't have children.
Y no tenga niños.
If you get married,
si se casa,
and you have children,
tiene niños,
you have to balance opportunity with responsibility.
Oportunidad con la responsabilidad.
Eleanor and I have friends we went to college with.
Él y su esposa tienen amigos que conocían desde jóvenes.
They all live in better houses than we do.
Viven en mejores casas de lo que tenemos nosotros.
They all have better cars.
Tienen autos más bonitos.
We have one old car.
Nosotros tenemos un auto viejo.
They all have better furniture.
Tienen mejores muebles.
Better clothes.
Tienen mejores ropa.
They all take wonderful vacations.
Tienen vacaciones de lujo.
They all have more money.
Ellos tienen más dinero.
But what they don't have,
pero lo que no tienen,
is children walking with God.
Son niños que caminan con Dios.
Or children who even like them.
O hijos que les gustan.
Because they never said no to opportunity.
Porque nunca le dijeron no a la oportunidad.
You can have things,
puede tener cosas,
or people,
o gente,
but rarely both.
Pero muy pocas veces ambos.
At some point, you have to say no to things.
En alguna oportunidad tiene que decir no a las pertenencias.
And when I said no to that opportunity,
cuando yo le dije no a aquella oportunidad,
my children were old enough to know.
Mis hijos eran lo suficientemente creciditos para saber.
I loved them more than glory.
Que yo los amaba más a ellos.
And my wife was older than you.
Y su esposa los amó.
I loved her and my children more than glory.
Amaba a ella y a mis niños más.
My children never said to me, I wish you would spend more time away from the home so I could have things.
Me hubiera gustado que tú hubieses pasado más tiempo fuera de la casa para que yo tuviera más cosas.
And children don't know how poor or rich they are.
Los niños no saben si son ricos o pobres.
They only know if their father is home or not at home.
Solo saben si su papá está en casa o no está en casa.
My wife never said to me,
la esposa nunca le dijo,
what are you doing coming home?
¿Cuándo vas a llegar a casa?
Get out of the house, make more money.
Ándate de la casa, haz más plata, gánate más.
No, she was thankful I was making those sacrifices. That is our responsibility, gentlemen.
Esa es la responsabilidad nuestra,
to come home.
Llegar a la casa.
One thing is the evening meal.
Una cosa importante es la comida de la noche.
The Bible makes a big deal about meals.
La Biblia tiene mucho que decir acerca de las comidas.
Revelation 3:20.
Apocalipsis 3:20, por ejemplo.
Revelation 3:20.
Apocalipsis 3:20. He aquí, yo estoy a la puerta y llamo. Si alguno oye mi voz y abre la puerta, entraré a él y cenaré con él y él conmigo.
Now, when your child is an adult,
cuando el hijo de usted es adulto,
and reads this verse,
y lee este versículo,
will it mean anything to them?
¿Le va a tener algún significado?
What does that mean, dine with him?
¿Qué significa comer conmigo?
Our evening meals.
Nuestra cena.
My father ate when he came home.
Mi padre comía cuando llegaba.
My mother ate while she fixed the meal.
Mi madre comía mientras preparaba.
My brother ate in his room while he did the homework.
Mi hermano comía en su recámara mientras hacía la tarea.
I ate in front of the TV.
Yo comía frente al televisor.
I don't know. What does that mean?
¿Qué significa esto?
See, a beautiful picture.
Una imagen.
You,
usted,
Jesus,
Jesús,
sharing the evening meal,
comiendo juntos.
Your children have no idea what that means.
No saben lo que significa.
Because they grew up in a Christian dormitory.
Crecieron en un dormitorio cristiano.
A bunch of Christians live there.
Hay varios cristianos que viven juntos.
They did whatever they wanted to.
Haciendo lo que ellos querían. Por separado.
That's not a home.
Eso no es un hogar.
Revelation 19, verse 9.
Apocalipsis 19, 9. Dice, y el ángel me dijo, escribe, bienaventurados los que son llamados a la cena de las bodas del Cordero, y me dijo, estas son palabras verdaderas de Dios.
And then the preacher says,
y el predicador dice,
remember how you ate your meals as a family.
Acuérdense cómo comían sus comidas.
There is the father.
Ahí está el padre.
The mother.
Ahí está la madre.
The children.
Los niños.
Maybe a grandmother and aunt.
Tal vez la abuela y
all
la
at the table.
Todos en la mesa.
Fellowshipping.
Compartiendo.
Praying.
Orando.
Your father reads the Bible.
Tu padre lee la Biblia.
Your mother helps ask the question.
Tu madre hace preguntas.
Sharing bread together.
Compartiendo el pan
Heaven is going to be like that.
El cielo va a ser así.
And what will your children think?
¿Qué dices tú?
You mean heaven is going to be chaos?
O sea, el cielo va a ser caos.
People running around,
la gente corriendo,
TV on,
televisor prendido,
people in different rooms, fighting over food,
peleando sobre la cena,
dog running around,
perro con
noise,
ruido,
phones ringing,
teléfonos.
So heaven is chaos?
Entonces el cielo es caos como mi familia?
No, don't make heaven chaos.
No, no hagan que el cielo se convierta en caos.
I came home.
Yo llegué a casa.
Everybody sat at the table.
Todos se sentaban a la mesa.
No TV.
No había televisión.
All phones turned off.
Los teléfonos apagados.
All children sitting at the table.
Todos los niños sentados a la mesa.
Please, thank you.
Gracias, por favor.
I would read the Bible.
Yo leía la Biblia.
And ask some questions. What can we learn from this?
¿Qué podemos aprender de esto?
We sing a hymn.
Cantamos un himno.
We pray.
Oramos.
Thank Jesus for mommy for fish again.
Gracias a Dios que mommy preparó la comida.
And then we have a meal together.
Y tenemos una comida juntos.
And my children can think when they read this verse.
Y los niños ahora pueden pensar.
We will have a wonderful time in heaven together.
Vamos a tener un tiempo maravilloso en el cielo juntos.
Now, foolish children are foolish.
Los niños son necios.
They won't appreciate this.
No, ellos siempre no aprecian todo lo que hacemos.
You have to teach them to do it.
Hay que enseñarlos a apreciar.
They will fight against it.
Van a pelear contra ellos.
You have to win the war.
Usted tiene que ganar la guerra.
But this is a sad testimony.
Pero esto es un testimonio triste.
At school,
en la escuela,
your children sit still.
Los niños se sientan quietecitos.
For a non-Christian,
para un cristiano.
They don't get up and walk around.
No se paran.
They don't turn on the TV.
No prenden el televisor.
They don't play on their phone.
No están jugando con el teléfono.
They don't make a mess.
No hacen este. No,
is this true?
¿Cierto la escuela?
Who's is there a teacher here?
¿Hay algún maestro aquí, profesor?
No. But is there? Is that true in your schools?
¿Pero es cierto en las escuelas de ustedes?
Can children not walk around in the school?
¿Los niños pueden andar merodeando por la escuela? ¿O se sientan tranquilos?
No, can they just start talking to other people?
¿Pueden empezar a hablar uno con el otro? ¿O los calla la maestra?
Can they just come and turn on the TV?
¿Pueden prender el televisor?
The teacher's talking.
¿La maestra va a hablar y ellos están viendo algo?
Play games.
¿Jugar con juegos?
No. They do that in school.
Si hacen eso en la escuela.
But you're a Christian.
Pero usted es un
and your home is chaos.
Y su hogar es un caos.
And then we wonder why they take church school seriously and not God.
Y entonces nosotros preguntamos por qué ellos, ¿verdad? Toman a la escuela como algo serio. Pero a la religión de la iglesia no es serio.
So, they should behave as well in the home as not in the home.
Ellos deberían portarse también en el hogar como lo hacen afuera.
There was a woman in that church.
Había una mujer en la iglesia.
She told me.
Me dijo.
I don't understand.
No entiendo.
My child obeys the teacher.
Me dijo, obedece a su maestra.
Sits still in school.
Sienta tranquilo.
Does the homework.
Hace la tarea.
Makes good grades.
Tiene buenas notas.
She won't sit still at the table.
En la casa no se sienta.
She gets up and walks around.
Empieza a caminar cuando.
She won't obey me. She won't stay in bed. She won't do her choice. I say, oh, I understand. It is very important to that teacher that your child behave this way. If they behave, there are rewards.
Hay recompensas.
If they don't behave,
si no se portan bien,
there are consequences. You're too busy.
Ustedes están demasiado ocupados.
You've got your own life.
Tienes su propia vida.
I've seen you.
Yo la he visto.
During mealtime,
durante los almuerzos,
you're texting.
Está haciendo textos.
The TV is on.
El televisor.
There are other people.
Hay otra gente.
I have a friend.
Tengo un amigo.
When he feeds his dog,
cuando él alimenta a su perro,
he puts newspaper on the floor,
donde periódico en el piso,
and just feeds all,
y le da de comer al perro.
And then he feeds his children,
y después le da de comer al perro,
and puts newspaper on the floor,
y pone el periódico en el piso.
That's wrong.
Eso está mal.
That's wrong. That's the father's responsibility.
Esa es la responsabilidad del padre.
The mother is not the children's servant.
La madre no es la esclava de los niños.
The children should be helping the mother.
Los niños deberían ayudar a su madre.
The children should be honoring the mother.
Los niños deberían honrar a su madre.
Proverbs 31:28.
Proverbios 31:28. Proverbios 31:28 dice: se levantan sus hijos y la llaman bienaventurada, y su marido también la alaba.
Fathers, it is your responsibility.
Padres, es la responsabilidad de ustedes.
You have to come home and make sure the children are a blessing to their mother.
Asegurarse que sus hijos le son una bendición a su madre.
That's your responsibility.
Es su responsabilidad.
Now, Ephesians 6, 1 through 3.
Ephesians 6, 1 and 3.
We'll close with this.
Y cerramos con este concepto. Ephesians 6, 1 and 3. Dice: hijos, obedeced en el Señor a vuestros padres, porque esto es justo. Honra a tu padre y a tu madre. Es el primer mandamiento con promesa para que te vaya bien y seas de larga vida sobre esta tierra.
Now, children are to obey.
Los niños han de obedecer.
That's the command of God.
Ese es el mandamiento de Dios.
Do your children obey you?
Los niños obedecen.
Say come.
Usted dice venga.
Do they come?
Vienen.
Sit still.
Quédate tranquilo.
Do they sit still?
¿Se quedan tranquilos?
Eat your food.
Come la comida.
Do they eat the food?
Comen su comida.
Do they obey you?
Obedecen.
Now, if they're in the home,
si están en la casa,
they should obey you.
Debieran obedecer.
If they're out of the home,
si están en otra parte,
then they're adults.
Entonces ya son adultos.
So, children obey.
Niños obedecen.
Children should give you honor.
Los niños debieran honrarla.
You ask your child to come.
Y usted dice al niño, ven.
The child doesn't come.
El niño no viene.
One sin.
Un pecado.
Then the child runs away.
Entonces el niño corre.
Is that honoring?
¿Eso es honrar a su padre?
Two sins.
Dos pecados.
It's your responsibility to raise obedient and honoring children.
Su responsabilidad es de criar a niños obedientes y que honran a su padre y a su madre.
Verse 3.
El verso 3.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Why should children obey and honor their parents?
¿Qué deben los niños honrar y obedecer a sus padres?
For their well-being.
Para que les vaya bien.
They should eat what you decide.
Usted come lo que ellos comen, lo que usted decide.
For their physical health.
Para su salud física.
They should go to bed when you decide.
Van a la cama cuando usted decide.
For their physical health.
Para su bienestar físico.
But they also, it is your responsibility that they do well in church and school.
También es responsabilidad de usted que les vaya bien en la escuela y en la iglesia.
Two children.
Dos niños.
One is really good at mathematics.
Uno es muy bueno para la matemática.
One is at the bottom of the class.
Y el otro no muy bueno. Está en el nivel inferior de la clase.
One is really good reading.
Uno es muy bueno para leer.
One is very poor reading.
Y el otro no puede leer muy bien.
Same children,
los mismos niños,
same parents,
la misma familia,
same school,
la misma escuela,
brother and brother,
son hermanos,
but so different.
Pero diferentes.
Why are they not both at the top?
¿Por qué no están ambos, verdad, al primer nivel?
Why does one do well and the other not?
Porque a uno le va bien y al otro no.
What do you think? Why?
¿Qué cree usted? ¿Por qué?
It's the father.
Es el padre.
Now, one is a natural reader.
Uno de ellos es un lector natural.
The other is not a natural reader.
No lo es.
But the father makes sure that child succeeds.
Pero el padre debe asegurarse que ese niño sea un éxito.
Ephesians 6:3.
Ephesians 6:3.
That it will be well with them.
Que le vaya bien.
So I would sit down with my child.
Entonces yo me sentaba con mi hijo.
Read out loud.
Y leíamos a voz alta.
And every day they would have to read.
Y todos los días tenían que leer.
Until they could read this better than any child in the school.
Hasta que alcanzaran un nivel superior a los de los otros niños.
Every day I'd sit down with my daughter.
Todos los días sentado con la hija,
and we're working on mathematics. Sometimes for 2 hours.
Hasta por 2 horas.
So that they always made a good grade.
Para que su nivel siempre fuera superior.
With two children, I didn't have to do that.
Con dos de ellos, no tuve que hacerlo.
With two, I did.
Con dos de ellos, sí.
That's natural ability.
Esa es la habilidad natural.
But their success,
pero su éxito,
that's me.
Dependía de él.
The father.
Su padre.
You do not have to be responsible for your children's success.
Usted no se tiene que responsabilizar por su éxito.
No problem at all.
No hay problema.
Just don't have children.
Solo no tenga niños.
But if you have children,
pero si tiene hijos,
you are responsible for their success.
Usted es responsable por perdón, su éxito.
I was flying back from Oklahoma.
Estaba yo volando de Oklahoma.
My mother-in-law had a heart attack.
La suegra había tenido un ataque al corazón.
So we rushed up there to be with her.
Fuimos para estar con ella.
Thank God she's all right now.
Todo está bien ahora.
But as I was flying back,
mientras volaba de vuelta,
so I could come to Cuba,
poder venir a Cuba.
There was a mother from Mexico,
había una señora de México,
and a little daughter,
y una niñita,
she's about 4 years old,
de 4 años.
And the whole way back,
y todo el vuelo,
she sang Christian songs.
La mamá le cantó cánticos espirituales a la niña.
Jesus loves me.
Cristo me ama.
This little light of mine.
Esta lucecita mía.
Jesus loves the little children.
Cristo ama los niños.
Amazing grace.
Otros.
So well behaved.
Tan bien portada.
Coloring.
Haciendo colores.
And singing Christian songs.
Cantando himnos espirituales.
That did not come naturally.
Eso no viene naturalmente.
I complimented the mother. And she said, yes, her father and I worked very hard.
Dice, sí, el papá y yo trabajamos muy duro.
Yeah. That girl is going to be a success.
Esa niña será un éxito.
Will her teachers like her?
¿Le gustará a sus maestros?
She can sit still.
¿Puede sentarse quieto?
And she can obey.
¿Y puede obedecer?
Will they like her?
¿Le va a gustar a los maestros?
Will she do well in church?
¿Le va a ir bien en la iglesia?
She can sit still.
¿Puede sentarse quieta?
She can obey.
¿Y obedecer?
See, they're preparing her for success.
Ellas están preparando a la niña para su éxito.
Fathers.
Padres.
Your child is not a plant.
Su hijo no es una planta.
Planter.
Usted la plantó.
Plant one here.
Plantó una ahí.
Plant one here.
Otra acá.
Plant one here.
Por acá.
Water it.
Le echa agua.
And see what happens.
Y a ver qué pasa.
No.
No.
Your child is a gift from God.
Su hijo es un don de Dios.
And God says, if you have a child,
Dios dice que si tiene un hijo,
you are responsible that they succeed.
Responsable de su éxito.
Now, when they leave home,
cuando ellos se vayan de la
if they don't make use of the success you built into them,
si no hacen uso de ese éxito que usted ya ha edificado su vida,
that does not reflect on you.
Eso no refleja sobre usted.
But when they're in the home, and you are not making sure they are successful, that reflects on you. What would a child rather do? Eat cookie or vegetables? Which? Cookie. But you make sure they eat vegetables. What would a child rather do? Watch TV. Work on mathematics or reading.
O hacer tarea.
What would a child rather do? Stay up watching TV till they fell asleep on the couch.
Sit on the bed.
Sit on the bed. Consequences of a poor education.
No saben las consecuencias de una mala educación.
They don't know the consequences of rebellious behavior.
No saben las consecuencias de conducta de rebelión.
They don't know the consequences of poor eating
no
habits.
Saben las consecuencias de los hábitos malos de comer.
But you do.
Usted sí.
That's why God gave it to you.
Dios,
and God says, if you have children,
Dios dice,
then you know these things,
las cosas,
but don't require them.
Pero no se requiere de ellos,
in Hebrews 12,
en Hebreos 12,
verse
10 through 12 says they might as well be illegitimate children on the street. Illegitimate children on the street. They don't have any of the benefits of a father. A legitimate child in the home whose father is not involved in their lives is no different. That's very important. All of us wish we had learned things when we were younger. Isn't that true? Everything we learn, we wish we had learned it yesterday, or maybe years ago. And God understands that. Think of the Apostle Paul. He's preaching. Here is a widow. Why is she a widow? Paul had her husband executed. Here are two children being raised by their grandmother. Where are their parents? Paul had them put in prison. Here's a man in back. He's standing. Why is he not sitting? Paul had been beaten with rods so many times, he has arthritis and can't sit down. Now Paul has to preach. I'm sure he thought. Peter cut off the ear.
Pedro le cortó la oreja.
You put it back on. Save Peter from all those bad decisions. See? James and John.
Santiago y Juan.
Call down fire from heaven.
Llamaron al fuego del cielo.
You saved them from all those bad decisions. Matthew the tax collector. Could have gone to prison.
Pudo haber ido a prisión.
Or been assassinated. You saved him from those bad decisions. Paul could say,
Pablo dice,
why didn't you save me from a bad decision? Why was I the apostle to be last for? What did God say? My grace is enough.
Mi gracia es suficiente.
Forgive what's behind.
Olvídate de lo que pasaba.
Press on to the upward call of Christ.
Hacia el llamado de Dios.
So Paul did that.
Entonces,
I confess.
Confiesa.
I was a Pharisee.
Fui un fariseo.
But not now.
Pero no ahora.
I'm seeking to obey God.
Ahora busco obedecer a Dios.
Don't do what I did.
No hagan lo que yo hice.
No, my parents were secular humanists.
Mis padres fueron humanistas seculares.
And scientists.
Y científicos.
They never took us to church.
Nunca nos llevaron a la iglesia.
And then when I became a pastor,
y cuando yo me convertí,
my mother had become a Christian.
Mi madre ya se había convertido en Cristo.
And they would say, oh, it's so wonderful.
Y decían, ay, está maravilloso.
You raised your master.
Crió
And she would say, no, I wasn't a good mother.
No fui buena madre.
I wasn't a good Christian.
No, fui ni siquiera
I didn't even love him the way I should.
No, ni lo amé la manera que debiera haberlo hecho.
But I am now.
Pero ahora
and
sí,
I love him.
Y ahora lo amo.
And what she did.
Y lo que hizo.
All the things she didn't do for me.
Todo lo que no hizo por mí.
She did for the grandchildren.
Lo hizo para con los nietos.
All the things she couldn't do.
Todo lo que no pudo hacer para él.
She did for the children and the church. In fact, when she died, she was senior citizen of the year. Because she was a widow,
but
gave herself to the children and the church. So it's never too late. We can forgive the past, confess it, and do the right thing now. If you can't come home to your children, you can still come home to your wife. If you can't minister to your children, you can still teach the Bible to children in the church. There's always something to do. May God add His blessing to His holy word. In Christ's name we pray, amen.